good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at our Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on in this series that we're calling I Am. We're going through the Gospel of John. And this week, we talked about the testimony that John the Baptist gave about Jesus Christ. And we really saw that John said, in effect, three things. Number one, the overarching point that John the disciple is trying to make through the testimony that John the Baptist gives is this, that Jesus is the Son of God. In verse 34, John kind of closes his statement by just saying that simply, Jesus is the Son of God. We talked last week how that's really the purpose of the whole book, is that John the disciple, the author of the book, wants us to know that Jesus Christ is God and that by believing in his name, we might have life. And so we learned that, number one, that Jesus is the Son of God. And then we really said, look, there are two kind of sub-points that John the Baptist states about Jesus, that yes, he's the Son of God. And then he gives us two more things that kind of define or qualify that statement, that help us understand more what it means that Jesus is the Son of God. And number one was this, that Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And secondly, that Jesus is the one who baptizes people with the Holy Spirit. That Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And number two, that Jesus is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And so what I did on Sunday was just kind of walked us through the significance of those two statements. And we walked through kind of the Old Testament and the imagery of a lamb who could serve as a substitute for human beings and a substitute for sin, in a sense, and how Jesus is the perfect Lamb of God who is given to us by God the Father to serve as a substitute. We are cleansed and covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus lived a perfect life in our place and died a brutal death in our place. And it's Jesus in my place. Because of what Jesus did, I don't experience death. Jesus experienced death for me. And because Jesus rose again, I can actually have new life by believing in his name. It's so much what we talk about when we say gospel identity. I am undeniably flawed and yet unbelievably loved by God, who sent his own son Jesus to live and to die in my place. Jesus is the perfect Lamb of God who took away the sin of the world. And then when we talked about this statement, Jesus is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit, you know, I said to our Delaware folks, you know, John could have said after that, Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Congratulations, your sin is gone. Try not to mess it up this time. You have a clean slate. Try not to mess it up this time. But that's not what he says. He goes on to tell us that not only does Jesus take away our sin, but he gives us the Holy Spirit. And that's so important because we know through a relationship with Jesus Christ, not only is our sin taken away, not only is the penalty of sin taken away, but we're also given the power by the Holy Spirit to overcome sin in our lives, to continue to walk and look and change and to be more and more like Jesus Christ. And so I kind of closed out the morning with these two questions, and I'll close out our time together here with these two questions. This is what I ask our folks, and I want you to just take a moment to think about this. The two questions are this. Are you resting in the finished work of Jesus, the Lamb of God, for the forgiveness of your sin? Number one, are you resting in the finished work of Jesus, the Lamb of God, for the forgiveness of your sin? And number two, are you daily relying on the power of the Holy Spirit to change and be more and more like Jesus? Are you resting and are you relying? Are you resting in Christ and in his finished work, not trying to pay God back for the things that you've done, not trying to earn your salvation, but really just resting in what Jesus Christ has done for you? And then secondly, are you relying daily on the power of the Holy Spirit, not thinking that by your sheer willpower you can overcome sin's effects in your lives, but rather trusting Jesus and trusting that by his Spirit you really can change and have victory over sin in your life? So I want to give you a moment right now to pray to the Lord. And I'd encourage you to pray along those two lines. If you don't have peace in your life, take some time right now to pray and ask God, God, will you help me to rest in the finished work of Christ and to trust that my sin and the penalty of my sin really is gone because Jesus took that penalty for me. And if you're not seeing victory over sin in your life, Pray and, God, help me rely daily on the power of the Holy Spirit to help me overcome sin and to be more and more like Jesus. So let's take some time to pray about those two things right now. Let's pray. Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow on the LifePoint Drivecast.